time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it is time for Medical Monday. Yes, it is time to welcome in the folks from Our Lady of the Lake. Today, we're talking rural medicine with Dr. Rachel Dewey. Dr. Dewey, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you today?
Doing very well. I like the topic this morning because so often what we're focused on is on the what. And this morning we're kind of talking about the where, and I like that. It's going to bring a little bit of different perspective, especially for some of the outlying areas of our listening area. We're talking rural medicine this morning, and let's just dive right in. What are some of the benefits of practicing medicine in a small community?
I think it's really beneficial to our patients when they have physicians who live and work in the same community that they do. Mm-hmm. We have a kind of unique understanding about what affects their health outside of the 5% of the time they spend in our office. So it really gives us a good perspective on what they're dealing with when they're not with us.
So this is going to bring different challenges, though, when you're talking about practicing in a small community. What kind of challenges do you see practicing medicine in a small community?
One of the biggest challenges that I've found is the kind of hurdle of travel for some of our specialists. I know the lake is wonderful about getting people out to New Roads, but it's not always feasible. Mm-hmm. So having that conversation with our patients, making sure that they understand the importance, even if they do have to fight the traffic and get into Baton Rouge, I think is one of the bigger challenges that we face. But it's something that we are getting better at day by day, and we're getting more specialists out here, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine there are other challenges as well. I mean, is the nature of your visits, is that roughly the same as you would see inside the city?
It's a little bit different. We see some different problems and different concerns just based on the lifestyle here being different than in the city. I can tell you I never saw anyone who was hit by a cow when I was practicing in Chicago, but I've seen that here. So things are a little bit different, and I think there's a little bit more variety in our day-to-day and what we are able to see out here, which is great.
Okay, I've got to pause for a moment of, like, just clarification here. Hit a cow or hit by a cow?
Hit by a cow.
Hit by. So we've got a vindictive cow out there.
There is. So if you're heading to Nero's, please be careful.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout. We'll be on the call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP if you've been hit by a cow. Or call Gordon McKernan. Do people harbor misconceptions about rural medicine? Now that we're talking about the cow, let's dive into the stereotype. If so, what kind of misconceptions are there?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that there are things that we are not able to do because we're in a more rural community where the reality is that we're really able to provide full spectrum care. And I think that's one of the bigger ones. And then just also the idea that we don't have as many resources, whether that's community resources or just physical things that we have in clinic. And I've not found that to be the case.
We're talking with Dr. Rachel Dewey about rural medicine. Dr. Dewey, when it comes to those misconceptions, is this just a matter of getting yourself out there and sharing what your practice is capable of to break through? I mean, is this a difficult hurdle to overcome?
I think that it's a challenge. I wouldn't say that it's an insurmountable hurdle by any means. I think the most important thing is for us to demonstrate to our patients when they come in what we are capable of so that that word of mouth gets out and they can tell the people that they trust and who trust them in the community that they trust us.
When it comes to being in a rural community, obviously drive times to get to your doctor are probably a lot different than they are within the city. This one's kind of out of left field. But has COVID and the rise of telemedicine affected your practice?
It absolutely has. I was completing my residency when COVID hit, and we transitioned to doing all telemedicine.
Yeah.
So that really wasn't something that we did prior to COVID, and it's such a wonderful resource now for our patients who have difficulty traveling and don't necessarily need that hands-on at every single visit, especially for mental health concerns. The telemedicine visits are phenomenal.
We're talking with Dr. Rachel Dewey from Our Lady of the Lake. We're talking about rural medicine and some of the ways that it has grown and evolved over the years. So I ask you that question to lead up to this next question because this might be one of those misconceptions. I don't know. But has there been a mentality in the past of, well, I need to see the doctor, I got to drive it into the city? Like, are there still folks that would rather come all the way into Baton Rouge rather than, you know, come see you right there?
I don't know that there are people who would rather come into Baton Rouge, but there are certainly people who are kind of resigned to doing that. Like, yeah. They have to see the doctor, therefore they have to go to Baton Rouge, and kind of breaking that association is something that we work towards every day. So kind of teaching our patients what we are able to do here and all of the things that they don't necessarily need to cross the river for.
We are talking with Dr. Rachel Dewey. Rural medicine does put a different spin on the normal Medical Monday segment. This is presented by the folks over at Our Lady of the Lake. Okay, Dr. Dewey, got to ask you, there are, while limitations are not as great as people may think, there are limitations. When do you make the call to say, you know, we got to get you back to HQ, you know, we got to get you back to the big hospital?
For me, the biggest concern is when I need something done very quickly, mm-hmm. Especially if there's something that I'm concerned about that is threatening to a patient's health or to the, unfortunately, to their life sometimes. I think it's very important that we get them into Baton Rouge where all of the specialists are centrally located and we don't necessarily have to wait a few days to a week for those appointments.
Okay, and so that lends into teamwork, and that's something that Our Lady of the Lake leans on a lot. Consultation, teamwork, two heads are better than one. Being in New Roads, are you limited in that regard? Or, I mean, how quickly is that turnaround?
The turnaround has been very quick. I'm very lucky to work with such a wonderful group out here. But in terms of our specialists, we have the resources to do teleconsultations with our specialists. And some of them are able to do video visits with their patients out here. So the access has really been fantastic.
We're talking with Dr. Rachel Dewey from Our Lady of the Lake. We're talking rural medicine and how, well, honestly, it looks different from time to time. Okay, we asked you about the challenges and the misconceptions. I got to ask you about the advantages as well. Why is it advantageous for people to receive primary care in the communities where they live?
I think that having your doctor really understand the community where you live is absolutely crucial to your health in terms of patients who come in the fall and everyone's suffering with congestion and coughing. And those of us who live out here, we know that it's because the sugarcane is being burned or just things in the community that are really unique to this area. Mm-hmm. And also because we have the opportunity to see our patients' entire families, from grandparents to grandchildren and aunts and uncles and everyone in between. So it really gives us a great understanding of the patient's health outside of just what we can see on the page.
Okay, so when I had this question, I was thinking in terms of your relationship with the patient, but bringing in environmental concerns, you know, bringing in the environment in which they live to kind of lean on for clues, leads, when you're talking about the diagnosis, that's a whole game changer.
It's important to know, yeah. I think, to be able to see that these are the exposures that our patients are getting day to day, and it might be different than someone who lives in Baton Rouge or Ascension or somewhere else in the service area.
Dr. Rachel Dewey is our guest, talking rural medicine on this Medical Monday. Okay, let's talk about some of the just straight-up differences. How do health concerns of residents in small communities differ from those in the city?
Honestly, I'm not sure that they differ in big ways. I think some of the smaller ways, in terms of things like ability to get around, like our transportation looks different out here. So people, it may be more important for people to be able to ride their bikes or to walk versus being able to drive to their appointments, things like that. But location in terms of concerns, I think, is less important than lifestyle and history and things like that.
I want to continue on that path, though, because we're going to have stereotypes, obviously, of who lives in the country versus who lives in the city. And the makeup of the person that lives in the country, when you move out to a more rural area, you're kind of a little more self-sustained sort of person. Do you find there's a hesitancy to reach out to medical professionals for things that are an immediate need but can still be put off till a later date?
I think there is a little bit. I I'm not sure whether that's due to a hesitancy in terms of access versus kind of the stiff upper lip, grin and bear it mentality that is the stereotype, or people who just aren't able to get in, no matter how close we are. If people can't get away from work or can't get away from their other responsibilities, they can put those visits off that they really do need to be seen for.
Okay, we got to go back to some stereotypes a minute ago, and I got to go back to the cow, because this might be the answer to the question. What's the most surprising thing you've seen? And obviously, don't disclose any patient stuff, but what's the most surprising thing you've seen with your practice out in New Roads?
Oh, goodness. I think the most surprising thing that I've seen is honestly how welcoming the community has been. As I believe you mentioned, I'm relatively new here in New Roads. I've been here for about a year, and I've been just blown away by how wonderfully everyone has welcomed me to the community and how grateful I am just to be here.
Okay, that surpassed the cow. I'm a little bit surprised. That got out in front of the cow on that one. Dr. Rachel Dewey, our guest. I mean, but you've had numerous stops along your journey. I mean, you Bachelor of Science and Biology from the University of Mississippi over in Tennessee, medical degree from what, Lake Erie College at Seton Hill in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Residency, like I think you said residency was in Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Are you able to take those stops along the way and apply them in a place like New Roads?
Absolutely. It's been quite the journey from place to place. So that kind of hint of being in the South when I was in Memphis and in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, it's more of a rural working class community. And then Chicago, you get that hint of the big city. And then bringing all of that here to New Roads, I'm grateful to have all of those experiences to draw on.
I've got one more, two more for Dr. Rachel Dewey with Our Lady of the Lake. It's Medical Monday. What's the one thing, if there's one thing you want your patients to know above anything else, what's the number one thing you want them to know?
We're on the same side. I don't want anyone to think that they're coming and they're going to get fussed at or there's something that they shouldn't disclose. Like, I can only help you in the sense of what I know about you. So please remember, we're on the same side. We're fighting the same battles.
Okay, we are on in New Roads and the surrounding area as well. So if folks need a primary care physician out that way, where do they need to go?
Absolutely. You can call 225-765-5500 or go to OLOLPhysicianGroup.com.
OLOLPhysicianGroup.com or 765-5500. She is Dr. Rachel Dewey. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much.